The woman's voice strained as she remembered, now, 30 years on, the horror of arriving at the notorious jail. She still has nightmares about the towering sandstone walls of Grafton Correctional Centre that welcomed her to one of Australia's most notorious prisons. "I thought I was on my way to a women's jail in Sydney," she said, "but I came from up on the north coast of New South Wales, and there were no women's jails up that way. They would take women like me to Grafton on remand while they worked out where to send us." Grafton? Of all the jails in Australia, it had to be Grafton. "I knew about the place," she said. "Everyone did. That's where they sent the tracks, the worst of the worst." "Yep, the most troublesome prisoners in New South Wales were sent to Grafton Jail. Men they call the Intractables. Some of the most violent men in Australian history had called this House of Horrors home. Killers like Neddy Smith, John Stewart, and Archie McCafferty, to name but a few. Justice John Nagle exposed Grafton's long history of abuse in the Nagle Royal Commission, held from 1976 to 1978, stating, "It is the view of the Commission that every prison officer who served at Grafton during the time the jail was used for Intractables must have known